stuffed. Everyone equates Thanksgiving with fun times and family. But not me. As kids, we'd love shoveling down favorite foods and delicious desserts, but by the time it was dark, we'd be laid out on the floor in a food coma. Meanwhile, the women would gossip and clean up the kitchen, and the men would hoot and holler at the football teams, tempers flaring with lost bets. That eat until you burst mindset was too hard to shake. And here I am, 40 years later. Having overweight parents didn't help my odds, but it's my dislike of exercise that got me ending up like this. My fat ass stuffed on the couch. To make matters worse, my posture is terrible. Every day I sink a little deeper into the sofa. My shoulders slumping forward, my man boobs resting on top of my bulging belly. Man, those were so embarrassing. Especially in high school. But Sandra said they didn't bother her. None of me did. But that was also when she was 50 pounds heavier and still believed we were both just big boned.
God damn it!
Bobby says loud enough to hear through the wall. His bedroom door flies open and all 10 years and 200 pounds of him barrels into the living room. His curly blonde hair smashed down by his cherry red headphones.
Stop shooting!
He yells into the mouthpiece. He slams the door closed, the bang loud enough to give someone a heart attack.
Bobby!
Sandra yells from upstairs. There's no way of knowing if Bobby heard her. He hurries past me without a word, jumps on the recliner all while grabbing the charger, the most graceful I've seen him.
Hold on,
he says to his online friends.
I've got to plug in.
Bobby!
Sandra shrinks. He raises the headphone an inch from his ear. Without taking his eyes off the screen, he shouts,
What?
Sounding like he really wants to add,
The hell do you want?
Don't slam doors.
His headphone slips back and tells his friend,
It's nothing.
Bobby pounds buttons, his eyes narrow.
I'm back, motherfuckers,
he says, keeping it low. Sandra would lose her shit if she knew how bad Bobby's language was. But I'd be a hypocrite to say anything. When I was Bobby's age, I cussed like crazy. And he's dealing with it 10 times more than I ever had to. 3 seconds of silence, then Bobby blurts out.
Did you see that? Oh my God, I nailed his ass!
Buttons smash and he scrunches his face, dimpling those chubby cheeks.
Stop shooting me! Hey, stop shooting! I said stop it!
He's like this all day.
Can you hear me? Don't make me kick you! Kick him! Do it! Kick him!
Nonstop. My new white noise. The TV's off. My reflection, an unnecessary reminder of my pitiful existence. They'll turn it on when Sandra's parents get here, but there won't be any football, that's for sure. Now that I have no say. The TV's 77 inches. Biggest one I've ever owned. The price tag's at $3,600, but I worked them down to $3,200. A week and a half of work. It's kind of sad, but it isn't until you start running out of time that you notice how much you've sacrificed for everything. What you've given up for objects. The entertainment center had to be custom white oak because we couldn't risk a crappy IKEA piece falling over or anyone judging us for having it. 2 more weeks spent at the office and client dinners ensuring I wasn't around for any of the framed photographs adorning the center. Another huge time suck was the walnut floorboards. 10 more days of work just to pay for it in here and the kitchen. The glass coffee table represents an overnight trip. The hairdryer upstairs makes me realize Bobby's being quiet, his mouthpiece pulled up. He's still watching his screen, but his hand is digging around in the side of the recliner. He brings out a full-sized Snicker bar and tears it open, pushes the melting bar into his mouth. The bar is finished in seconds, and Bobby licks the inside of the wrapper before balling it up and sticking it in his pocket. Again, I can't say anything. I'm the one who hid the bars there and who made Sandra buy them. $30 a bag to get Bobby and me through the